A report out today by the Governor's Highway Safety Association finds that nearly 6,000 pedestrians were killed on American streets last year, in part because of people who are walking while texting. Richard Redding is Director of Safety for Sam Schwartz Consulting, the firm hired to write the report. He joins us on Skype. Richard, how does that number compare to previous years?
You have to go back over 25 years to find a time in American history where that many people die in pedestrian crashes. The last 2 years have set records for modern times.
And how much of the blame does go to people who are walking around while distracted or driving while distracted, probably by a phone?
Well, unfortunately, smartphones are like a visual magnet, and people can't seem to keep their eyes off them. I don't want to single out any one particular road user in this case. Drivers bear a lot of responsibility. You know, keeping in mind that even at speeds as low as 30 miles an hour, you know, a driver looking down for a couple of seconds is essentially blindfolded and traveling more than 50 feet. Pedestrians, if they're distracted, add to that safety concern. You know, imagine a scenario where both a driver is looking down and a pedestrian staring at a phone. They don't see each other coming. And again, we don't want to jump to conclusions and say that's driving all pedestrian crashes, because it's not. But we've seen a surge in pedestrian fatalities since 2010, and that coincides with rapid increase in cell phone use, particularly smartphone use, and multimedia messaging on those phones.
You also point out that a lot of the fatalities happen at night, which indicates that maybe light has something to do with this.
Absolutely. This has been a longstanding concern. We see in the most recent data, 75% of pedestrian fatalities occur in the dark. You know, but likewise, again, there, the glow of a cell phone on the dashboard of a car can be very distracting and cause drivers to not see what's happening right in front of their face.
Is location a factor when you look at different cities and states? Do you see differences in the number of fatalities?
Yeah, there are variances across the states and across cities. So for sure, you know, while, for example, on a national basis, 18% of pedestrian fatalities occur at intersections, the vast majority of pedestrian fatalities occur away from intersections, mid-block, you know, places where traffic speeds are higher. But there are states, New York is one of them, where a larger proportion of pedestrian fatalities occur at intersections.
Hmm. You also make a connection to legalized marijuana and that that may have had some impact on pedestrian fatalities. Explain that.
Yeah, well, this is the first opportunity that we've had to look at some early data. While there's no definitive link here in the study and we're not claiming a hard connection, it's curious that in the 8 states that legalized recreational marijuana, there was over 16% increase in pedestrian fatalities, whereas all other states combined, there was a drop. So it could be an early warning sign that marijuana is having its desired effect in terms of people being less in the moment. You know, let's face it, people get high for a reason. It alters the state of mind.
That's Richard Redding, who is Director of Safety at Sam Schwartz Consulting. We'll link you to the report at herenow.org. Richard, thank you.
Thank you so much.